Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 9 o'clock on the dot, and you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'm co-host Dude Talk, and this right here next to me is Organic OK.
How everybody doing tonight? And this is Kameen Organic OK.
Now, okay, look, here's what I see the program as. A way to basically, what we're doing is to basically to nurture and fertilize the vine so that it grows fervently. It's all about that compost, sort of more the compost that is left there for everything to grow and flourish, to nurture.
Yeah, so, like, that is good, but guess what, too?
What too?
We don't want to be like you know, the fungus that grows on the leaves and roses. You have to make sure that don't cross-contaminate, right? So that's the thing. Like when you're cleaning that and moving along, this platform is about not cross-contaminating people with experiences, depending on, you know, because, you know, realize people watch this show or would be, you know, commenting or basically will be on the platform. They maybe come from anywhere around the nation, right? And based on how the communities, because think about this. You have people that come from small towns, right? And small towns exist around the world, right? And small towns are, you know, of course, it can be the most concentrated, for real, it can be the most concentrated, aware, you know, life of propaganda that you ever can meet in cross-contamination. You know, and it's so deadly because it can be so small amount of people, and based on how you rub them, how you educate them, how their impact, they could do more damage than people that have bigger numbers. So it's just that. It's like small towns, like small birthings, the birth of greatness that's being compromised by cross-contamination. So often people talk about small towns, and those people, as they become big or, you know, information is spread, it's some of the most damaging inventory of information or resources, because it's so powerful, because it's been, in a sense, it's been forgotten, and people have, you know, played very close on listening to people's discussion about that and them and similar things that, you know, and people become there. And then other things that they experience, all those components that they're dealing with, you know, it's very, you know, concentrated cross-contamination that we have to be beyond the, you know, reference to our everyday life, because some people just that tuned in to whatever you say about them. I don't care if it happened 15 years, 20 years ago. They remember it to the T. And when they come across you, depending on the situation, they may be completely, you know, cross-contaminated on you having any peace. It may bring the worst out of you if it's not become something that can devastate your life, you know. And that's what happens a lot of times. But, yes, this show platform is created for people to see beyond their opposition, beyond things that they have been exposed to carry them through a place. Because what happens, you have people that you're trying to use and try to share with your inspiration, inspired moment of knowledge to tell them that, yeah, I'm not just this person that you have never seen do anything great. I have the ability, but it's just certain things that I'm around. It just never allowed me to accomplish that when I'm around you. And I just feel like I just need, this is the time I'm going to show you. But sometimes in the harvest, sometimes things are not meant to show because things are beyond the ability of the person that you're trying to show. And they could be the actual clipping, you know, downside of your ability, because they are not maybe the goodest thing for your harvest, right? So it's not always something wrong with you. Sometimes it'd be something wrong with the person that's around you that brings the things that are contaminated, because they are the contamination, right?
Right.
So if you have a dirty shirt from the ketchup or whatever, maybe you can put the ketchup out of the way, because that's ketchup or mustard, whatever you use it. that's a person can be. A person can be the things that you're pitting on yourself or making you look that way or being a part of that, right? So when you put that element out the equation, then maybe that's the problem, right? Yeah, so don't have to fall asleep on this talk, dude. You can talk.
Okay, all right. Satisfying personal greatness. Now,
this guy fall asleep on us. I say, hey, man, are you taking a break, a nap? He sat there and I stayed quiet for a whole 84 seconds. I said 84 seconds. 84 seconds is a minute and 24 seconds. But what I'm saying to you is, come on, man, respond to us, man. We don't got that much time. We got less than 30 minutes left in the show. 25 minutes.
Yes. Exactly. Now, look, I'm somebody who basically wants some kind of greatness in me to be satisfied. I want to reach for that brass ring. I want to tell me. I think I can go about doing that myself. Just hypothetical for the listeners right now.
Well, I would think that the way you go about it is, this is the thing about this guy here. He's like a gaming laptop. You know, the most, unknown laptop that never came out. He's a gaming laptop. That means what I'm saying to you is, he have ability beyond the ability that you're looking for a general laptop to have just general things on it. He have extra things that's in his ability. And once you push him to that ability, you start finding things about him that he's not telling you based on you just saying, you know, you saying that, hey, he's going to tell me this, he know all this. No, he might not necessarily tell you something he already know. He's more like this kind of situation where he's like, once you go through all the preparation of being great and then putting your greatness out there, then you're feeling all the rewards of people enjoying it. This is how he is. He feels more great when he's doing things that you relate to. He don't really necessarily want to do these things to let you know, just to let you know. He wants these things, like, he wanted to be, like, he's like, you know, the emergency, you know, a supply. He's not just there just to tell you this randomly. You know, he's specifically, when he tells you something, he's telling you something based on you asking him. He's not just going to give it to you. So when you say that kind of approach, that person like him, you need to be giving him your best ideas when you're telling him. You can't give him half an idea. You got to give him your best ideas and throw it to him directly. No, none of taking your time. Give it to him immediately. When you do that kind of thing, he can feel the importance of what you're doing based on your effort. And he's get so inspired by the effort you put into telling him something. It really wakes his thought up because he's always kind of in neutral. He don't go anywhere until you say, hey, and you put him in, you know, drive, he's already ready. You put him in back, he's already ready. His mind is in forward drive, forward drive backwards.
And you said another mouthful. You got to nurture the soil, so the vine will grow. That compost, that manure, that fertilizer. People look at it as nasty, worthless, nothing, boo boo. But that's what makes everything grow.
Did you hear that? He actually took the time to laugh. I don't know if you were that. He took the time to laugh. He tried to sneak a laugh, and I don't even know he's secretly having a good time, and he's not trying to let you know that. He's really dedicated. He took so much time to talk this time, I thought that his words was, you know, hijacked from, you know, the T-Rex. I thought it was kind of like Pac-Man. I thought somebody ate his words up because he took a long time to respond.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I mean, me personally, I want to make the most of myself. I mean, look, people, listeners, satisfy the greatness within you is something that we all need. Now, look, me personally, I got problems. Everything is kind of messed up.
If you don't stop acting like you got the vagina of the world, stop it.
Oh, God.
This is not the vagina of the world.
No, we can't. Great, now we can't say this show is for all general audience. Do you understand what you just said on the air?
Trying to shock, trying to go for shock radio there? Is that what you were doing?
No, I just feel like you're thinking like you're covering the world with you, with birth. And like you're not birthing the world with their with like you birthing their ideas. I mean, the world have different, you know, layers of, you know, growth that they're doing. They're eating the appetizer and things that you're planting, and you're fueling them to actually utilize that for their appetite and the platform that they need extended. Yes, my words was not in a general fashion of what I use on platforms or public, because I've seen many platforms where people don't allow the kids or anything to hear any verbal saying. And you may be, in a sense, targeting somebody, not knowing that person is not being presented to the message that you're trying to convey, because you said something that's inappropriate for the perpetrator, I call it the perpetrator, that's, you know, hijacking the actual truth from the person that needed it. So it's like I tell him this all the time, I say, hey, man, we can't get caught up in, you know, saying, you know, profanity, because that, you know, a lot of people, they don't want, they, you know, their kids or they don't want anyone involved with that kind of language, right? And now I said something that I have to correct my actual platform of what I said. You know, that's not, you know, appropriate for me to use that kind of language. So I apologize to myself as I present extended, you know, conversation to others. No, you can talk, and don't stop talking.
Okay, sir. Let me start talking right now. First of all, I want everybody else out there to ask, how can I satisfy my greatness? How can I be great? I want everyone to personally ask themselves that one question.
Not great, huh?
I'm not talking about literally trying to put your name in the history books overnight. I'm not talking about trying to make some.
How you get the hookups overnight? You express it? Are you sending for express? Is overnight delivery?
What I'm talking about is, what are the people out there doing to make their lives? Satisfy the greatness within you. Great is something different to everybody. Everybody.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if greatness is something different to everybody, how can you relate to people that understand what you mean, but spend all their time trying to undermine your experience to connect to what you mean? And when they get the opportunity and they know what you're talking about, they feel like, oh, you're not secure in this area, so let me try to, you know, undermine your experience, undermine your word, undermine your knowledge, and put this propaganda in place, you know, because some people get a feel for doing that. You know, a person can be saying something that's so true, so sincere, and this person have to come along and do something different. You know, and they don't think they're doing wrong because they don't feel like you're the person that they respect. And that's the thing about what this show is, what the show is, you know, evolving to, is I have took the time to talk to different types of people. And if I can say this much, any person that thinks that they're better than you and they don't think they have to respect what you say, they tend to be people that always keep up all kinds of smoke and headache for you. It's once they respect you and appreciate what you're doing that they'll go out their way to not give you so much headache and drama. If people don't respect you, they just talk about drama and complaining and things to you like that, like your life is not valued at all. You know, people say they respect you and they care, but someone give you the worst. Think about this. This is what it looks like. It's like if you clean up your house and you make some food for people, someone they don't appreciate, they start complaining about things that you didn't get. They want to help you clean up. They eat everything you got and leave things that you don't want to eat. and to complain about things you didn't get. That's what it's like when someone truly don't appreciate and don't value your, you know, extended love and caring to open your house to them. And it's the same thing psychologically. Someone truly care about you. Like, you see strangers and stuff, they start talking about things like this. People date people in all kind of capacities, right? They don't want to hear a lot of stressful things about people's relationships and things that they're talking about. But think about someone that you're not even dating. They're giving you more stress, more headache. It's like, if this is this acceptable, why would someone even complain about someone they're dating complaining? Does that make sense? Like, why would people complain? Like, people spend their time talking to you like it's no care in the world on them wasting your time and complaining and not valuing your peace, you know? And it's like people got to this space where people would think it was a privilege for you to even comment on negativity and say things in their life if it wasn't somebody that was personal and someone would allow that to even happen. People got so comfortable with that that they don't have to even, you know, like, I don't have to have a relationship to even to be involved with somebody for them to actually give me this privilege. Now, I got this privilege to go mess people's lives up while they got a partner and their life is being devastated because so much negativity and so many things coming their way, they don't have any peace of mind within peace of mind, right? So if you ain't dating nobody and somebody just come along and spend their whole time telling you so much stuff that's just contaminated, you don't understand the value of how a person is not supposed to have the access to your inventory. You don't have people personally connect to your inventory that's destroying your peace of mind. So why is people allowing people that they don't know every day just to destroy and contaminate their peace of mind? Makes no sense. If someone's going to sit here and talk like this, this is a show, right? You know, this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Now, as I talk to you about the show, what they're trying to do is they're trying to undermine and micromanage what the meaning of what the word. I said, they said, well, so what is the best word as advice that you ever gave somebody? What is the best wisdom? And you say to yourself, look at this. My show is about what? Organic, right? It's about organic experience, right? So when someone is sitting here, you know, the life and the balance of the organic and trying to take it and make it to be cross-contamination that, you know, organic is the actual, you know, it's like, if someone can, you know, use a restaurant and have fragrance, and it's fragrance in a restaurant before you use it, you feel comfortable. The fragrance would ease you on what you're going to do in the restaurant, right? So people tend to spray before they use it and afterwards, right? For fragrance to stay natural, right? What people trying to do is people trying to have a natural fragrance that they can have in place when they're doing wrong. And so they have to never be uncomfortable about them doing wrong because the energy is so powerful that they are motivated of being negative, right? Because the energies have been so, you know, convenient and, you know, and that's what people do. You look at so many people that are out there, they're trying to use your negativity to fuel their positivity of negativity, right? So what I'm saying to you is somebody feel that you can actually fuel their happiness by that negativity. They will just wait till you just say things that they don't care for, but then they take that and make that the after their negativity. So, wow, you gave me so much information about my negativity that I respect the direction you're taking it. If it's positive, but I take this and use the negative and then take you from it and then disconnect you with it, and then I have all the things that connected to what I want from the positivity. And that's the thing people don't understand. Like, someone will take what you're doing and change it around to something totally different. And that's what it is, right? People, you know, hear information, and it responds to their psychological point in a different way. It might not necessarily be the way that you're taking, right? And once you understand those things, it's like you got Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's certain things that you're saying and hearing and responding to that somebody that may do the same thing may not necessarily respond the same way. They may be just having that kind of experience in words, and they may not necessarily be, you know, mentally having that kind of connection to the actual, body and things that's pushing your mind and pushing your body to say certain things and pushing, you know. And when you have that kind of connection, because what it is, like you personally have this connection to the information that's totally different. You have a frequency to understand things deeper than what people connect with. And so what happens is the translation of what you're doing, people don't understand. It's like almost like a machine when it's actually scanning and it's loading up, it scans through all these things just to let you know it's operating and just warming up. You're like that. Like, you do things to warm up and people don't get. This is not you saying it's all you know, it's just that your mind warms up and it responds different. So people don't get why you're doing this. They understand your mind is warming up. This is ability that they don't get to recognize because people normally don't have that. It's an inventory in their mind. You get to actually warm up your mind like people would warm their body, right? Your mind and your body operate in the same momentum. So when people exercise, they get warmed up, they start doing these things to warm up their body. Your mind and your things, how you think, it does the same thing. So people understand why you're doing this. But if they see what your ability is, they say, wow, this is very magical because normally people do it in their fantasy. They don't do it in their act. So your body actually doing what your mind would be doing is a passive if you were stretching. But your mind and how to operate, your body do that. So it's very fascinating if people really understand that. Like, I know I said something that some people are like, what are you talking about? You know, when you stretch is when your body is, say, sleepy, and if you stretch to actually extend, your body do that on your ideas. When you're thinking, like, your body and your mind is like a portable Bluetooth. And it's doing things that your body don't necessarily show you, and it's your mind is doing it. It's like, wow, you got a Bluetooth in your brain. And you need to do things that people might not understand you're doing. They think, oh, this guy is crazy. Because you're doing things that they're not familiar with. But your mind is a Bluetooth. And your body reacts to your mind like a Bluetooth.
No, I got nothing to argue. I don't argue with. I know everybody out there. Basically, be thinking, damn, this guy makes sense. This is what I need. That personal greatness. The real step once again.
He said something, and what he said is like the mist on hot water. You know, a mist on hot water? You can feel it. It backs you back up. When that mist comes up to hot water, it's not in the actual boiling water. You got the mist. Your ideas have a mist touch to it. It's very vibrant and very light. It got like a light element that makes you think inside of greatness. Imagine if you have all your great ideas that would actually magically appear and have the mist of waking up for greater moments. That's what his ideas is. His ideas waking up with greater moments. You imagine your ideas that's good and working with greater moments and have fantasies inside of the action. Your action is like picture. Like, his ideas come alive like picture, like a collage. When he's talking and seeing things, if his face expression can show you a projector in his body and things he's doing means things. And if you can really tune into him, you'll find a lot of things about itself is more connected to things that you would think would be like almost like sign language, the person that can talk. His words, his body is telling you things. Am I not right? All
right,
people. You talk with Talk Dude. We're getting ready to wrap the show up in a few minutes. Is
Please,
there anything
somebody.
You want to tell the people?
I want to basically tell them to take what we say to heart. That really, that's the thing. That inner greatness, it can happen. It can come. It's within all of us. All of us can be rocking in the free world.
Remember this. He's almost like a feather. This guy is like a feather. He's coming along and he's doing things to you. And you'd be like, man, find that guy in that feather. remember, a feather is attached to other wings. And as your feathers are working together through y'all, your people, then we can fly this, right? This journey together. Remember to travel, right? Idea-wise and collectively as we work together, right?
Oh, yeah.
People out there really want someone to talk for them, to them, and about them. And they don't know how to, you know, express that because they've been so isolated for different reasons, right? So it's really something that we have to take consideration as we are respect to be understanding and responsibility, as responsibility is freedom too, right? People understand as much responsibility means to be understanding the ability. Responsibility is the freedom, too. You know, it doesn't like if you can have your happiness be the actual friend that you need, you have so much more time. If that was not so much dictated on structure that is not, you know, in the best interest of your life, if someone said you had the most best time of your life, and the more best time you have, the more things is working out for you, right? Why would you do it? You don't want to do it because the people around you have the same ability to connect with you and make that work for what you're doing, right? If people make everything you did work on the same page, you wouldn't have no problems like that, right? You have a problem because the people don't know how to operate what you're doing in that capacity. They're lacking that ability to make that transparent on what you're doing, you know. But if a person can be transparent on what you were doing and make it successful, and the more you did what you did and it was more successful, what would be the problem? Talk Dude is a comedian, an actor, you know. In a sense, he's a director. He got a lot of different titles. Now, you say, hey, I know that's a, you know, a situation where people say, man, if you have fantasies of big movies and things like that, I think under certain situations, I think that there's very few things that he wouldn't be able to do if he was presented in the right way. He'd be able to do pretty much anything anybody else do in all capacities, and maybe beyond that, because he got a superhero kind of response to things once he understands that his mind go way farther than you would think his mind should be able to go, and then cool off when you're tired, he just beginning. So there's so many things about his caring. If that was connected to caring, he'd carry you across to where you're going and come back home and then be tired after you went to sleep. You know, he'd be tired after you went to sleep, not after he did all the work. That's one of the things about him. It's like when you think that he should be tired, he's caring. You know, he's really caring, and he's like overlooking, like he's standing up with your ideas and trying to make sure that your ideas don't get mistreated. That's how he cares. And then fall asleep and look like he ain't did nothing, but he's standing all night long with your ideas, making sure your ideas are getting nurtured. Something how secret he is about caring about you more than you do about yourself. Is that something? He won't tell you that because he thinks that if you care about yourself, you care about him because he's the one behind caring you. So you feel like if I'm the one making the dinner, I shouldn't tell you that I know how to cook, right? And he's like, well, you taste my food, and I'm giving you everything you need and how you want it, so you should know I know how to cook. That's the thing that he's not translating, right? He's like, all these abilities I have, you're telling me that I have ability because I ain't saying it, which you already experienced. This is community organic, okay? And you're talking to the Talk Dude.
Thank you. Remember, we're on social media. We're on the net. We have this show. We advise you to watch it, get involved, listen. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.